Shrimati Ravanachari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Taigor Premanande Hari Hari Bol Gurantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5. Today, text 19. Tata enam guru gyatva gyata kiya chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matramrishtam alankritam
Tathayinam guru gyatva gyata gyeyam chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matur mirshtam alankirtam tathayinam guru gyatva gyata gyena gyaya chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matra mrishtam alankritam.
Hare Krishna.
Tatainam gyau gyatva yata gyaya chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matur mishtam alankritam tatainam guru gyatva gyata gyayam chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matra mrishtam alankritam.
Please.
Tatainam gyurnatva gyata gyaya chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matur mishtam alankritam tata inam gurur gyatva gyata gyaya chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matur mishtam alankritam tata inam guru gyatva gyata gyaya chatushtayam daityendram darshayamasa matra mrishtam alankritam tata
thereafter inam him Prahlad Maharaj, Guru, his teachers, Gyatva, knowing, Gyata, known, Gyaya, which are to be known, Chatushtayam, the four diplomatic principles, Sama, the process of pacifying, Dana, the process of giving money and charity. Bheda, the principle of dividing. And Danda, the principle of punishment. Daitya Indram. Unto Hiranyakashipu, the king of the Daityas. Darshayam Asa. Presented. Matra mrishtam, being bathed by his mother. Alankritam, decorated with ornaments. Translation, after some time, the teachers, Shanda and Amarka, thought that Prahlad Maharaj was sufficiently educated in the diplomatic affairs of pacifying public leaders, appeasing them by giving lucrative posts, dividing and ruling over them, and punishing them in cases of disobedience. Then, one day, after Prahlad's mother had personally washed the boy and dressed him nicely with sufficient ornaments, they presented him before his father. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. It is essential for a student who is going to be a ruler or king to learn the four diplomatic principles. There is always a rivalry between a king and his citizens. Therefore, when a citizen agitates the public against the king, the duty of the king is to call him and try to pacify him with sweet words, saying, "You are very important in the state. Why should you disturb the public with some new cause for agitation?" If the citizen is not pacified, the king should then offer him some lucrative post, as a governor or minister, any post that draws a high salary, so that he may be agreeable. If the enemy still goes on agitating the public, the king should try to create dissension in the enemy's camp. But if he still continues, the king should employ argumentum ad baculum, severe punishment, by putting him in jail or placing him before a firing squad. Hare Krishna. The teachers appointed by Hiranyakashipu taught Prahlad Maharaj how to be a diplomat so that he could rule over the citizens very nicely. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamahyam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tata Inam Gurur Gyatva Gyata Gyeya Chatushtayam Daityendram Darshayamasa Matra Mrishtam Alankritam. So Prahlad Maharaj went to public school. And there he learned about Sama, Dana, Bheda, and Danda. Four principles of diplomatic behavior. Shanda and Amarka thought, they being his teachers, that if he's understood these subjects, then he will be a perfect king. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that a king has to know how to deal with the dissension of his own citizens. And so these are graduated steps of dealing with dissension among one's citizenry. First, one has to pacify the citizen with sweet words. Then, if that doesn't help, one has to basically bribe the citizen with, Prabhupada says, some nice post that draws a high salary. And that may not work. So one digs up dirt on the dissenter, creates some faction among his following, so they turn on themselves and self-destruct. And if that fails, then all has failed, and there's only one recourse: corporal punishment. This is the mercenary line of thinking. But Prahlad Maharaj was only interested in 9 kinds of devotional service to the Lord. So although he was able to recite all of these lessons in his school, he got good marks. He didn't care for any of it. He was only interested in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These 9 types of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Dasyam Sakyam, Vandanam Archanam, Atmanivedanam. Did I miss one? We're good. I got it out of order. But in any way you do these processes of devotional service, they're on the absolute platform. They are all connected with Krishna. They all lift us out of this competitive material world, this world which is dukalyam ashashvatam. The competition is coming because of fear. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Ahar nidra maituni bhaya. They're all coming because of this bhaya, because of fear of death, ultimately. But that is a little deep in our psychology. So the fear of death is something no one likes to face up to. That this body will ultimately be worm food or ashes. So we come up with different things to be afraid of. And we come up with different ways to feel that my life in this material world has some meaning. But our real position has nothing to do with this body which will die. And the Vaishnavas like Prahlad are coming and reminding us of this fact. And that brings all good fortune. In the 5th canto, Prahlad also makes a cameo appearance. And he makes a prayer in the chapter of the residents of Jambudvip offering their prayers. Swastyastu vishvasya kalaprasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam mittodhiya manaschabhadram vachataradhokshaje. The last line, I'm forgetting, but forgive me for that. The meaning is that may all living entities in this material world be pacified by engaging in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For by engaging in His service, they will always remember Him and be fully satisfied. The whole universe, Vishvasya, can be pacified in this way. It sounds so hard to believe from our material point of view that this material world can be completely peaceful like Vaikuntha. After all, Krishna says, Dukhalyam Ashashvatam. This material world is a place of misery and it's temporary. That means that even if you adjust your psychology to try to say that, look, actually I like this material world. I don't care if it's suffering, that's natural. Sometimes people say that. Birth, death, happiness, distress, it's all natural. And so, in that way they feel that this world is perfectly fine. But, ashashvatam, even if you think that, okay, I like this place, you have to be kicked out. There's no steady position. And so, how can it be said that this material world can become fully peaceful? Dukhalyam Ashashvatam is there. But that is only on a particular level of consciousness. When we are in this idea that I'm this body, or on a more subtle level, I belong to this ideology, I'm a capitalist, I'm a communist, I'm a Democrat or a Republican or a Congress or a BJP or what have you. All these are on the mental platform, but it's still material. But devotional service means jivar sarupoi krishner nityadash. I am the servant of Krishna. And that position is eternal. Then Dukhalyam Ashashvatam no longer applies. Instead, Prabodhananda Saraswati gives another description of this world. Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate. The whole universe becomes simply blissful. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikilash vapyavasthasu jivan muktasu uchyate. Someone is in this material world is offering all of his thoughts, words, and activities to Krishna, although it may appear that he's performing mountains of activities still. Jivan Mukta. He's liberated, even in this life before death. Srila Jiva Goswami gives, gives a description of what it means, what it's like for a liberated soul, a pure devotee, to leave this material body at the time of death. This material body's pretty tough. I can't even sit down properly. He says, imagine you're walking along the street and your chadar falls off, your uttari falls off. And you're going along. This example may apply more for the men. It would probably be a more serious issue on the other hand, but your uttari falls off and you're walking along and you never notice it. And it's been maybe you've been walking for a kilometer and suddenly you realize, my uttari's gone. What happened? You had no idea. So Jiva Goswami says it's like that. When the pure devotee leaves his body, he's serving Krishna in this body. And so when the body falls away, anyway, he's still serving Krishna. And so he realizes, hey, where'd my material body go? He finds that he passed away long ago. That is the samadhi. That is the one-pointed focus of consciousness, which is exemplified by those great souls in this material world who have come here to bless us, to help us out by giving us the teachings of the Vedas. The material scientists and others have to accept many beliefs which are not based on any evidence. But we only have to accept one belief. This is called an axiom. They have many axioms. First, there is no God. That is one axiom. They have to accept that point. Then, the laws of physics are constant through time and space. That means that if I drop an apple here, then 100 years ago, if I dropped an apple, it would definitely fall the exact same way. And 100 years from now, if I drop it, it'll definitely fall the same way. Because the laws of nature are fixed in time. And if I go to another planet in a different universe which has the same gravity, if I drop the apple, it'll fall the same way there. Because the laws of physics are constant through space as well as time. But there's no proof for that. It's a statement which, at best, can be said to be likely. But it's not necessarily so. And yet, it's accepted as such so that they can go on with their work. They need to make that vital assumption, and they need to make many other vital assumptions to feel philosophically consistent. But the devotees, they only have to accept one axiom. Veda apaurusheyatva. The Veda is true. That's all we have to accept. From that point, Veda can help us. It can give us everything that we lack. And clarify, contextualize everything that we have. Amanaya Praha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that that is the first principle of Dashamula. Ten essential points of Vedic philosophy are there. Dashamula Tattva. He has expounded this philosophical system in several publications, including one book called Dashamula Tattva. But you can find it in Harinam Chintamani, or Jiva Dharma in Sajjantoshini. And in this system, the first principle is there, that Amnaya Praha, that is the pramana, that's the evidence. And then there are 9 types of prameya, things to be proved. Just like in today's verse, we heard Gyata Gyeya, the knower and that which is to be known. So, Krishna is Sarva Shakti. He is all powerful. He is Sarvagya. He is all knowing. He is Akila Rasamrita Murti. He is the reservoir of all loving relationships. The first 3 are about Krishna. Then, the living entities in this material world are eternally part and parcel of Krishna. Some living entities are liberated. Some living entities are bound by the clutches of material nature. And material nature is also a part of Krishna. The means of becoming perfect in life is devotional service, bhakti. And what is that perfection of life that is achieved through the means of bhakti? That perfection is prema. So this Dashamula Tattva is given. And we have this such a nice philosophy that we could spend hours and hours or lifetimes studying and use all of our free time, whatever time we don't spend on Facebook. Or maybe we can even make a Dashamula Tattva Facebook page. But somehow or other, we can use our free time for this purpose. if we're inclined intellectually. Someone else is inclined for physical work. Someone likes to do deity worship. I like to polish the deity paraphernalia. Yat karoshi arashnasi, yat jahoshi didasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat karushvamadarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, that's all right. But madarpanam, you offer it to me. This is, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, this is the beginning of devotional service. It's the first step. This is karma mishra bhakti. Whatever you're doing, you offer to Krishna. You may not have to change anything. But as Prabhupada would use this formula in the Western countries, just add Krishna. But after that just add Krishna, there's an asterisk and there's a footnote that says it's simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. So Bhagavatam class, of course, is, I'm here with so many devotees, you're all devotees, and you don't need much more in the way of philosophy. It's simply application for most of us. We have to apply what we've heard. Srila Prabhupada has given us everything, and we just have to apply it now and beg for the mercy. And Prahlad Maharaj is giving us this example of an attitude of simple, one-pointed attachment for Krishna, for Vishnu. And he may be expert at his classwork, but that's not where his attention goes. That's going on peripherally. His whole love is going to Vishnu. Now Lord Jagannath has come. He's on the altar downstairs. And I'm a little paranoid. Are we sitting on top of that altar? Very good. The architects are geniuses. I might have made that mistake. All glories to them. He's there. And everyone's joyful. So happiness can be that easy. Happiness in Krishna consciousness is natural, especially when we're in the company of those who have that happiness. It's infectious. I have to return to the U.S. And so I'm particularly feeling that pinch of Mayapur, of separation from Mayapur. And if you'll excuse me, I want to kind of reflect a little that and share. Maybe this will be inspiring for some of you, or you may wish to give your mercy to me. That I reflect how I could have done more in so many different areas. Sadhana, Sangha, Seva. How I could have taken advantage and not taken for granted this holy Dham and this lovely association. So this moment may hopefully benefit others without you having to learn the hard way. Don't wait. Don't wait until you have to leave Mayapur either because of visa or because of death. Visa is almost like death. forced to be kicked out. But there is a hope with the visa that I can come back after 2 years. That's my plan. I have a 10-year visa, but we never know how long our stay in this material world will be. So these difficult times will break in one way or the other. They'll either break toward Krishna or away from Krishna. Simply, the speed will be accelerated. We can never be away from Krishna, but we can turn our face from Krishna. And depending on our faith, that will determine which way we break in times of crisis. Will our Shraddha break, or will our Ahankar break? The stronger of these two will become our sense of identity. Am I the servant of Krishna? Or do I have to take shelter of something unfortunate? With the mercy of the devotees, our faith grows. Sadhu Sangha is coming from Adao Shraddha. When our faith is in place, we will seek out the devotees. And the devotees will reinforce that faith. If you sow, maybe some of you have sown, you can just sow in one line, and it'll hold the cloths together for some time. But if you do a back stitch, and with each stitch you're reinforcing the previous stitch, then it's twice as strong. So the 9 steps from Shraddha to Prema are all reinforcing the previous steps. You don't lose anything. In the process of devotional service, you simply move from strength to strength. It's cumulative. But the faith is the foundation. And Prahlad Maharaj embodies that simple faith. So let's pray to Prahlad Maharaj, pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to Guru Varga, that they bless us with that faith. And on today, I'll also pray to you that you bless me with that faith. And that I may see you all again, hopefully in 2 years. It's very good to have friends in Mayapur. Or at least well-wishers. You're all very close to Radha Madhav and Panchatattva. Many of you are Dhamvasis. Okay, now the 8:45 moment has happened. If anyone would like to say something or ask a question, it'll be my good fortune to hear from you.
Haribu, I liked your comment. I liked what you said, that happiness is so easy in Krishna consciousness, it's so simple, yeah? So it's very simple to be happy. Also, your lectures have been very nice today and previous ones, yeah? Your lectures?
I got that you liked the comment that happiness is so easy, but I can't hear anything else. I'm sorry.
I added that your lectures have been very nice.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, all,
thank you.
Please come back soon.
Hare Krishna. Please bless me.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for you. Actually, my question is that...
Can we get any more volume on that mic? Mine is super loud.
So, My question is that
thank you.
As we hear Bhagavatam, we got the intelligence to discriminate bad and good, you know, even the amongst the devotees whom I should get association or not. But after getting that discriminative mentality, we sometimes become offensive, you know. So how to avoid, like, you know, to be
what offensive? Which attitude causes us to be offensive, you're saying?
Like that, sometimes we, in devotees association, sometimes we see that this devotee is not good and we start, like, you know, talking, but in course of time it becomes offensive. So how we can save ourselves, like, to maintain the discriminative mentality, because we have to always keep ourselves in good association and simultaneously not to be offensive.
One, how do we avoid becoming offensive? This is the essence of the question, no? Okay. One devotee I have recently been hearing from, he said to me, always remember that you are not a Vaishnava. You are aspiring to be a Vaishnava. Then we can be grateful for the mercy we've received and focus our consciousness, pay attention to that. Know that it did not come for free. And we have to keep on begging for that mercy if we expect to keep on receiving it. There's the point that the duck which quacks the loudest gets the most bread or the most roti. Has anyone ever fed a duck? Okay. It's a fact. The one which is like, you definitely want to feed that duck. So if we're praying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then Krishna will be very merciful. We have to continue our mood. Imagine if you saw a duck that was like, you wouldn't be so inclined. Maybe it's cute or something, but we have to be sincere. Krishna will help us, and the Vaishnavas will help us, especially as we're very fallen, we can't see Krishna, but we can see his devotees. And so we see each other as family. The five types of relationships are there for a progressive devotee or a madhyamadikari. Prema for Krishna, love for Krishna. Then hearing from those who are senior. And senior means who are non-envious and advanced in Krishna consciousness. Hear from them. Make friendships with one's equals. Be merciful to the juniors. And apeksha, avoid the envious. So sometimes we get dragged in to a fight with someone who's actually not our well-wisher. In that case, it's better for us to simply avoid. Apeksha means to neglect. So neglect those people who are out to harm, and focus our consciousness on that which is uplifting us. Where consciousness goes, energy flows, as Vaisheshika Prabhu says. Where attention goes, energy flows, like that. So let us pay attention to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And we will be protected. Krishna will protect us. And we can make prayers to this effect. I hope that is helpful. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Going once, going twice. Anyone else? Mataji, please.
It's not, I'm Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. It's not really a question, but I become aware. What you said this morning, brings into my mind that I feel from what you said how small, very, very small we are in the dam. You said that we are, when we are going away for visa reason, we have a special feeling inside. Mm. So at this time, because this happened to me also, we really feel that we are very, very, we don't control anything. We don't know what will happen, if we will come back or whatever. So we are just feeling very, very, very low and small. Thank you for this, because it brings to my mind many, many ideas about...
Hare Krishna. Please bless me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.